This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 21st June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather is warm and sunny across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, the sea breeze brings a pleasant coolness, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, according to JNS, in the past hour, Israeli Defense Minister Katz stated that the IDF will remain in Lebanon with no restrictions on countering Hezbollah threats. This follows the killing of 5 Israeli soldiers by the group. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF and Shin Bet have exposed Turkey-based Hamas terrorists involved in military actions against Israel. These individuals have been recruiting for attacks and smuggling weapons. Also this hour. From the Times of Israel, a poll reveals that 92% of Israelis believe Iran emerged as the winner after the recent conflict and the U.S. deal. This indicates a significant crisis of confidence in the Israeli leadership. Separately, Axios reports from earlier today that Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz in response to Israeli attacks on Lebanon. This marks the first significant crisis between the U.S. and Iran since their recent agreement. And finally, the Forward reports from earlier, reporting that in a deal under former President Trump, Iran can possess ballistic missiles, but is prohibited from developing nuclear weapons. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24NEWS English shared that Defense Minister Katz reiterated Israel's stance, emphasizing that Israel will not withdraw from the security zone in Lebanon, posting just minutes ago. Meanwhile, Visegrad 24 reported earlier today that Ukrainian drones have attacked oil terminals near the Crimean Bridge, causing significant damage to the port infrastructure, with truckers witnessing the unfolding events. In a post from earlier, Al Arabiya English highlighted Pakistani Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar's comments that no transit fees will be imposed in the Strait of Hormuz for 60 days, a result of successful mediation efforts between the US and Iran. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Lebanon. Defense Minister Katz's announcement follows a deadly incident where Hezbollah killed 5 Israeli soldiers. The decision to maintain a military presence aims to prevent further threats. According to JNS, this underscores Israel's commitment to countering Hezbollah aggression, impacting regional stability. Turning to the Turkey-based Hamas network, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF and Shin Bet have dismantled a cell involved in recruiting and smuggling operations. This revelation highlights the ongoing threat from external actors, and Israel's vigilance in counter-terrorism efforts. Meanwhile, a poll from the Times of Israel reveals a stark lack of confidence among Israelis toward their leadership. Many believe Iran emerged stronger post-conflict. This sentiment could influence future diplomatic strategies and domestic politics in Israel. In a related development, Iran's decision to close the Strait of Hormuz, as reported by Axios, is a response to Israeli military actions in Lebanon. This move is causing tension in an already fragile U.S.-Iran relationship, affecting global oil markets and regional security. Finally, the Forward details former President Trump's deal allowing Iran to retain ballistic missiles but restricting nuclear development. This agreement aims to balance regional power, but its long-term efficacy remains uncertain amid ongoing geopolitical tensions. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that the latest U.S.-Iran deal is set to reshape Israel's strategic and economic landscape. The agreement includes energy normalization and a potential $300 billion reconstruction pathway. Separately, Ynet Business shares inspiring stories of Olim entrepreneurs who have transformed dreams into businesses in Israel. From fashion to art, these immigrants are contributing to the vibrant economy. And finally, according to Walla Business, Kevin Warsh's appointment as the new head of the Federal Reserve has sent shockwaves through the markets. His immediate policy changes signal a new era for Wall Street and could impact global financial trends. That's your Israel 18 news update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.